Geez, it's got to be hard to do your job when the newspapers are reporting you're about to be sacked. That's what Virgin Australia Chief Executive Paul Scurrah is dealing with just weeks after the American investment firm Bain Capital took control of the airline. I have on the line Transport Workers Union Secretary Michael Caine. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Neil.
They're talking about former Jetstar CEO Jane Hrdlicka is reported to be replacing Paul Scurrah. Why has that angered the union?
Well, this is all very unsettling, Neil, because back in August, Bain, on the cusp of seeking endorsement of the creditors, the main bunch of creditors, of course, were the employees, made some public commitments which we thought were very good, and we still think they're very good, particularly they're relevant to Queensland, a workforce that still would be 6,000, maintaining regional operations, so critical for the Queensland.
Very critical.
And what happened yesterday was, frenzied speculation about the direction of the airline, including whether or not those promises would be honoured. And we've been working hard together with other aviation unions to try and nut out terms and conditions that will help get this airline back in the air. But we've done that on the basis, Neil, of those promises that were made. And we need clarification right now from Bain, and we're asking for Scott Morrison to assist in this, to make sure that those promises that were made to Queenslanders, Australians and the workforce are met so that we can get back to the negotiating table and get this airline back in the sky.
Just let me ask quickly, Michael Caine, the Transport Workers Union Secretary, who exactly does the TWU represent?
Well, we represent workers right across aviation.
Yep.
Core of our membership are in ground staff.
Yep.
And cabin crew. Of course, these are really important elements. But the regional footprint, Neil, this is the thing that if we get Bain Capital coming and cutting here, cutting to the bone, the regions will suffer because there'll be an effective monopoly with Qantas. Prices will go through the roof. Regional routes will be slashed. And that's not what anyone signed up for, and it's not what Bain committed to. Now,
it's not what we built a second runway for either.
That's it, Neil. That's it. And you know, the federal government said back in April, we won't step in here and stop the company going into administration. We want a market solution. And that's their call. But now, in this desperate overnight news, the federal government, I think, needs to step in and hold Bain to these promises because that's going to be in the best interests of Queensland and the Australian economy, because aviation has to be ready with two airlines pumping again to get us out of this crisis.
And I think the state government has to get involved, Cameron Dick here, because he just did give them $200 million of taxpayer money. It's our money, like to help save the airline, to get a seat at the table. So if we've got a seat at the table, surely the public of Queensland can get an answer.
Absolutely. And I think it's been such a productive approach to support Virgin and getting it back in the air. And, you know, that's why employees as a block voted for the Bain sale to go ahead. But we did it on the basis of those promises, and Queensland made those commitments on the basis of those promises. And Scott Morrison said there should be a market approach on the basis of those promises. And those promises today are up in the air, and it's time for Bain to come out and make sure that everyone is completely in confidence that those promises are going to be kept.
Okay, Michael Caine, Transport Workers Union Secretary. We'll follow this story and stay in touch with you about Virgin Airlines and the immediate direction. Thanks for joining us on 4BC Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Neil.